Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Senior living facilities have emerged as hotspots in the coronavirus pandemic. It's led some families to wonder if their loved ones would be safer outside of these senior living residences. This morning, WBUR's Amelia Mason has the story of why one family decided to bring their mother home.
In March, not long after Bill Passman's parents moved into an assisted living residence in Maryland, his 94-year-old father developed a cough. At first, the family didn't think much of it, even though fears about the coronavirus had recently sent the facility into lockdown. Bill was more concerned about helping his parents figure out how to use Zoom so the family could still talk.
We did get him to click on the Zoom link, joined it, and the audio wasn't working.
So Bill, who lives in Lexington, Massachusetts, bought his parents a new Chromebook. He sent his brother to deliver it.
Literally as he's getting to the door to hand it inside so they can wipe it down and take it up to their room, an ambulance pulled up. And that was for my dad.
Bill's father was running a fever, and the facility thought he could have the coronavirus. At the hospital, his condition deteriorated, and he died that night. Bill's brother, Hap, was allowed to visit their mother, Minna, in quarantine to break the news.
So the only way I could visit Mom was what? What was I wearing?
A hospital gown, a mask, and everything.
So right? That's how I'm grieving with Mom. With a cap and a gown and gloves and a mask.
After that, Minna was confined to her room, grieving the loss of her husband of 70 years alone.
He didn't suffer at the end, so I was pleased about that. But I knew I'd miss him.
A test confirmed that her husband had had the coronavirus. Minna showed no symptoms, but she needed to remain isolated for 2 weeks, just in case. That's when her son Bill really started to worry.
She was, you know, lethargic, dozing, bored, and not happy.
The family was concerned about Minna being isolated and depressed in a facility under quarantine. Her son Hap and his wife wanted to take her in, but Bill says it was a tough decision.
We were concerned about our ability, my brother's ability, to manage medications. You know, whether they could pick her up properly.
These are questions that a lot of families are asking. In Massachusetts, more than half of COVID-19 deaths have been at nursing and rest homes. Nearly 150 of the state's assisted living facilities have reported confirmed cases of the virus. And these statistics have families very concerned, says Kate Granigan, the CEO of LifeCare Advocates, a Newton company that advises families about geriatric care.
Given the environment in these places and the likelihood of COVID positive residents or clients and the challenges of not being able to see their loved one, people are contemplating whether they should be bringing their loved one home.
The state has released guidelines for families considering taking loved ones out of senior housing. But so far, there's been no mass exodus from the state's senior living facilities. Here's Granigan.
If someone's coming home and they now need 24-hour care and assistance, and a family member is going to try to provide that, that is in itself a big challenge.
And getting caretaking help is expensive. Granigan says despite fears about the virus and the isolation of quarantine, few families are choosing to remove relatives from senior housing. Most people just can't take care of loved ones at home. But the Passmans decided they had to give it a shot. Minna's son Hap had room in his house, and her insurance pays for a home health aide to visit every few days. Bill Passman says, so far, it's working out.
I think the day she moved in, it seemed like she got 15 years younger. It was such a dramatic shift. I think all of us cried.
It's not a permanent fix. Once the crisis ends, the family plans to move Minna back into assisted living, where she can be part of a community. But right now, she's pretty happy to be home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.